Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's Rip Shop.
What's that?
Boss and street shit.
No doubt.
Devil's Rejects.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
get this shit poppin'.
Yo, what?
You motherfuckers bow to Shasta Law just like yow. Put a lot of grass in my mouth just like cows. Fuck a lot of gals, your bitch is shallow house. Your dick stays drier than just for show towels. My dick scrapes the ground like trucks with snow plows. I only like riding in pussy with low miles. Only like diving in pussy with no styles. And the bitches that'll give up the goodies with no trials. Hanging in a spot where the hoes and drugs is. Never talking to the judge in the halls of justice. True God never puts nothing above his. Dumb devil never rises over above six. Understand, it all happens as planned. You fucking faggots, a law's most savagest man. I'm never tricked, my third eye faster than hands. I know mathematics, the magic that I practice is banned.
Lyrics for days you've been born.
When I fire, blood splatter.
What's the mad cat in your breath?
Bust off shots, I blow up spots in competition.
Got me causing mad commotion.
Fuck that, time to react.
Commercial rap took all our loot, so now we're smuggling drugs. I'll bubble their mugs so they're reduced to a puddle of blood. It's plain to explain, I'ma drain your veins. Blame the pain so you're nothing but stains and remains. I'm not your ordinary dude, watch me run the tool. I make a fucking bloody pool out of your Sunday school. If I'm going to hell, then fuck it, goddamn me. In the meantime, you got drama, I'ma bring it to your family. Y'all motherfuckers just sucking what? When I see you, that's my word, I'ma fuck you up. What you looking at, bitch? I'll stab you in the eye. Torture you so bad, you'll be glad to die. Light a flame to your mummified rags. It'll burn fast with one nut. I gave Cleopatra a sperm bath. You've been jinxed, your head turns little when it shrinks. With one guess, I solved the fucking riddle with a spin.
Lyrics for days you've been born.
When I fire, blood splatters.
What's the mad cat in your rap?
When I bust off shots, I blow up spots in competition.
Got me causing mad commotion.
So I backed up and I wet him.
You cash fugazi. Crab cats usually doing they rap with a splash of Jay-Z. Teaspoon and Nelly in the batch, Curtis Jackson and Big B. 300 degrees is cool. You come with a media tool, and a media GM is to mislead the people as fools. Either prove you the truth or get beat by some dudes who were street with Adidas and boots. Then get your chick bone, a rip folder over my big dick, a show where I'm as freaky as Luke. Vic niggas for dough, cause I'm needing some loot. He who recoup, get re-robbed, run that shit. Fuck being a comeback kid, even dumber is believing you can fuck with this one black fist. Duck, I got another I can come back with. They'll be like, whatever happened to the one whack kid?
Lyrics for days you've been
when I fire.
Yeah, fuck you, Day Off.
Yeah, that's
fucking
cool.
Just do that, man. Just turn your fucking, you know, turn your phone off, whatever.
Yeah, I tried.
Just say
yeah, they just start kind of knocking on my house or knock on my door.
Well, I guess there's
Repo Man's there, fucking Bill Collector, fucking all that shit. Yeah, fuck
IRS is like, yeah, so you turn off your phone, so, you know.
Yeah, you need your money still. We're always going to need your money.
Fucking
all right, welcome back to the MTG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
Erebos thinking about quitting Magic. Fuck Magic.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've been saying this entire time.
Before we get it, I have two things to say. First, disclaimer. Two.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Jesus, man.
Two,
Earl
Grey isn't a bitch. And if you try him, he'll punch your lights out. He'll beat you harder than McGregor got beat up.
Oh, man. Damn. Connor, dude.
Damn.
Connor.
Yeah.
So for all you guys that said Mayweather was going to win, congratulations. For all you guys that said Conor McGregor was going to win.
Well, you lost.
You salty motherfuckers.
I want McGregor to win.
Everyone wanted McGregor to win just so, you know, Floyd cannot be 50-0. But
you know what? People just want Mayweather to lose. They don't care who wins. It could be anyone. It could be the Elephant Man. It could be Charles Bronson. It could be McGregor. It don't care. Don't give a fuck who's in the fucking ring. It could be a mascot from an NBA team. It doesn't fucking matter as long as they know Mayweather loses. That's all they want.
Oh, I'd pay to see Lucky from the Celtics fucking beat the shit out of Mayweather.
That'd be tight, but it's not going to happen.
Overhand right, hit him in the nuts. Hell yeah.
Yeah, in a game of checkers at chess or Hooked on Phonics. Sure, you could get him. But if you're going to get in a ring with fucking boxing gloves,
sure, man.
Well, stop wasting
your
time.
I was hoping that McGregor was going to connect with those fucking 6-ounce gloves, man.
I think it was eight.
Eight ounce, yeah.
You know what's going to be the next fight? It's going to be Mayweather versus the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking
yeah, they always lose, man.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole point.
Harlem always does that, man. Shit.
No, there's like a WWE guy that's like called him out. Forgot who it was.
Oh, one of the Job Squad?
I don't know. Probably. It was some other
back
dude.
Back in the day?
Yeah, this everyone's like, oh, just call Mayweather out so we can get paid. I'm like, all right, that works for only McGregor. Congrats. All right,
guys. We're going to be going over the greatest moments of Magic history.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I wanted to do nigga moments of Magic, but nobody wanted to do that.
No, because where we live, there are no nigga moments.
Yeah. There's moments, but then, like, people don't really do anything.
Man, there's a lot of salty motherfuckers out there, man.
Yeah, they talk a lot of shit.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
About it.
Yeah, but the difference between salty and a nigga moment is salty is just a guy sitting there talking about your shit because he got top decked on, where a nigga moment is salty player got top decked on, and then, like, he cussed the dude out.
Or he throws a spat. Or he takes a card, wipes his butt with it, and then throws it at his opponent.
There you go.
Man, I want to go to an event, man.
No.
And play Magic. Have a bag of fucking peanut butter in the back of my fucking pants.
Yeah.
And
then every time I'm going to shake his hand.
I'm just going to reach back there and just grab a hold of it and just come out and start licking my fingers.
God.
And then just, hey, man, what's that card do? What's that card do? And just to see what they fucking do.
No, they'll probably just call judge and my opponent's having a bodily function issue.
My opponent's a nasty motherfucker. Can you get his ass out of here?
Yeah, I'm
shit on my cards.
I'm going to be like one of the four horsemen. I'm going to be like, don't touch my cards.
don't
touch my cards.
You want to know what a card does? Tell me by name what card you want to know.
Call for a judge for Oracle Text.
Okay, so we're going to... what's the definition of... magic moment.
This magic moment. It's most like mostly when you hear people, you always hear salty people go, my opponent sacked. I heard sack a lot back in the day.
I still hear that shit like this.
The number one is top deck. Yeah. I hear that. I think I hear top deck just as much as I hear value.
I don't hear luck sack as much anymore. Then I started hearing a lot of, man, it's all about value. I got to get value.
Yeah.
That deck was all straight value. Every card in there is straight value.
Like, yeah, man, who the fuck plays green black energy? Like, who the fuck plays a snake and rich card? Like, fucking value.
Who plays Sal Red?
With main deck artifact destruction. But not like a break. No, just like straight shatter. Like, shatter? What the fuck is this?
Who the fuck plays shatter?
Gotcha.
Hey, it works, man.
Monument on four, shatter.
Who the fuck? Yep, so, you got to be prepared for when a Sal Red deck comes at you, be prepared for some bullshit.
One day we'll get Sal on here to discuss
why
he plays red.
Because it's
all
easy.
He plays is
it's
red.
Easy. He likes red.
It's cheap, easy, and he doesn't give a fuck about what he plays.
I actually think he just enjoys that archetype.
Burning somebody's face.
Yeah, there's just guys that like it.
They never have to deal with the board. They're just like three you.
Well,
you
have Mario
you,
that likes control.
He was playing some way. He was playing some weird ass shit.
Yeah, Mario likes combo decks too.
Yeah,
me and him are like, oh yeah, you want to do those combo decks? I'm like, yeah, we could do that. Yeah. But I also play an aggro deck in a heartbeat.
If I like it, I will give me a good aggro deck.
I'll play the dog shit out of it. Give me a. I'll play control if I have to.
I played Teemer energy. That was pretty fun. Yeah. Even though I hate control. Piece of shit.
Well, when Snapcaster was around, I was playing. I was doing a lot of control lists.
Fucking Snapcaster.
Yeah, that was tight.
All right, so we're gonna get on with magic moments.
Yeah,
Magic Mike.
All right, so XXL. What's the first one that we're gonna discuss?
So do you guys want to do the one that comes with a story?
Yeah, let's do this. So it is Patrick Chapin versus Gabriel Nassif.
Gabriel Nassif.
This is it's 07 in New York.
New York Worlds.
So a long time ago, that was 1,000 years ago, I was still really casual.
But 10 years ago, dog.
That's 1,000. And a thousand. So I decided I wanted to go to Worlds. And I met my homie... Brandon Hawks wanted to go too, and he was like, I'm a fly, what do you want to do? And at the time I was poor, I still had all right magic collection, but I was still trading for cards, and that's how poor I was back then. So I'm I'll tell you what, I can't really afford a plane ticket, but I'll find a way to get there. So
suck that dick.
You know, I didn't have to, thank God. So luckily,
taco.
And I'll do that.
Prostitute.
Prostitute.
Use that mangina, man.
$1 to touch it. $2 to watch me touch it. So anyway, that Greyhound had a special where you could pay $100, go anywhere in the United States. One way.
Man, it took you a week, didn't it?
It took me 3 days and 7 hours. So after getting there, after my long journey, very long journey.
Hey, man, did you have to use the bathroom and shit on that bus?
No, I think there was only a couple of buses I got on that you had to use the bathroom, but I went pee in them. I shit at the bus stop.
All right, man, because damn, man. Those bathrooms are not big.
No, they're very small, extremely small. They're like, I mean, if the black tone is having issues, you know I'm like almost outside of the fucking restroom peeing. So I get there.
It's like, why don't you close the door? Because my fat ass can't do it. And my dick's too damn big. Look, it's touching the damn toilet seat.
I was just like, is that a snake? No, it's my dick. It's okay.
You be chilling outside the fucking bathroom, the door open, pissing in. It's like, it's too small, man. I can't
stay
just, in there.
You
with my
usually
dick.
Wait till nighttime because everyone's like passed out. Then you can do whatever.
Yeah, any bitch giving roadhead?
No, there was like
a handy, maybe?
Like a handy, yeah.
Probably a couple.
Yeah, you gotta, you get, you know, it happens. It's like, someone's
it's like the plane, man. You gotta, you know, just put a blanket over you, and apparently you can have sex on a plane.
Ah, no, that was a good story too. I heard that one. I heard that one all the way to Vegas. That was a good one. So finally, when I get there, it was funny. One of the chicks I rode with, I'm like, what the hell you do in this city? She goes, buy a prostitute. And I was like, I ain't spend no money on a hoe. What do you think I am? I don't go out like that. Like, I'm like Goldie from the Mac. I ain't going down like that. I'm sorry. So,
oh, you don't want to be P. Diddy and toss 50 cent salad?
No.
Jesus.
No, I'm not going out like that. Sorry. Not today. So we get to the venue and, you know, it's like day 3 or 4. And then they're doing a bunch of Lorwyn drafts. And what they had for these Lorwyn drafts, they had these vouchers. They're like $15 to draft, or you have a voucher. Well, apparently there was one of the TOs gave out a whole bunch of vouchers in the state area. And so all these, like every scumbag and every known dude of magic had these vouchers, and they're trading them for cards, and they're dumping them fast. And then as much as you can dump them, people are just doing so many drafts. And I think finally the event started like on a Wednesday or Thursday. I think it was, and then I think by Friday, they finally nailed it where it's one voucher per person per day.
Damn.
Because before that, it was like unlimited. They went through so much product.
Was this Worlds going through 24-hour draft or 24-hour plays?
Yeah, I think it wasn't even 24-hour plays. It was like the venue would open like in the morning and then close at like 11 at night. And there was just so many drafts the first 2 days. And they finally had to put a stop to it.
Yeah, you man, know, it was free.
It was
vouchers for free fucking cards?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
How much did you cherry pick?
Okay, so the draft I did was super funny. This is the story part. So here we go. So I'm in the draft, and there's a guy next to me, and he's super loaded. I don't know. Drugs, alcohol, don't know. Don't care. He's all right, draft. Let's do it. All right, they pass out the packs, and we start picking. And halfway through pack one, he looks at his, like, I think it's like pick 7. He goes, I want to fold. I'm folding. Throws his pack in the pool. I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Bro, you can't fold. Wrong game. You got to keep picking. Like, we're in a draft. Mm-hmm. No, I want to fold. Fuck this shit. I want to fold. And he starts getting more belligerent and more aggressive. And he sounds more and more drunk. And then finally, we're like, hey, judge. We call the judge. Hey, there's something wrong with this dude. And it gets like, you need to make a pick. I don't want to make a pick. I want to fold. Billy's like, as soon as he said that, dude goes, nope. Snap call security. I've never seen a snap call security in my life so fast. You thought that dude was a brother. It was fast. He was a white dude, for the record. Completely drunk.
I was ready to ask you, man. What? Yeah.
Which is funny because in New York City, there's a lot of, at the time when it wasn't a lot of different races playing card games. When I went to Neutral Ground, there was nothing but different races playing card games. It was like white people were the minority. It was crazy. the owner was black at the time. The owner was black.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I love.
That was crazy. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. Like, wow, this New York City is wild. You know, because everywhere else you go, it's, you know, a majority of white people that own.
Man,
it's
all about that
store.
White privilege and that white dude that owns that fucking card shop.
Yeah, usually. That's how it usually goes. So anyway, to go back to the drunk dude. He's drunk. And security comes out of nowhere and picks his ass up on the spot. Boom, gone, out of here. And then we go, hey, what about the rest of the packs in the draft? How do you do this? And so the judge goes, all right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to randomly shuffle the cards, and we're going to blind pass to everyone. And then when it's time to go, we'll shrink it to 7, and then you guys continue the pot. And we're like, okay. So he passed all the rest of the cards. I cherry picked what I could. And then I ended up playing. And I had the blue enchantment. Double blue, 4 colors, out of Lorwyn. If you play a spell, draw 7.
Force Fruition.
Yeah. I had that in my draft pool. And I pretty much every time I played it, my opponents lost. So I got to the finals with it. Remember, I did cherry pick too, by the way. Earl Grey, I cherry picked the crap out of my packs.
Hell yeah, I would too.
Yeah, it was a free one. Because the guy just gave me one. I got one for a trade that came with a meal voucher. I gave a guy a Meddling Mage for that and the meal voucher. And then another some guy just handed me one. He's like, oh, you're a cool dude. Here you go. And I'm like, what's this? Yeah, I'm like, free draft. All right. Because the guy's like, I have too many. And he pulled out like a stack. And I'm like, what the hell?
I can't draft all these in one day here, man.
Yeah, well, that was after they made the announcement, like on Friday. He was like, well, no, screw me, right? But on Thursday, I had traded for one. Like, and yeah, I think that draft didn't go to
$8, you get a free
draft. I think that draft was like, I was trying to be serious, and I got trashed round one. This one, I was like, man, screw that serious crap. I'm getting whatever I thought, whatever I see, I'm grabbing it. So I get to game 3, and my opponent's playing like some tempo deck or whatever, and I played in a blue enchantment. I'm all force, go. And he's like, he laughs at me. He goes, he starts laughing. He goes, draw 7. All right. So he plays the spell, draw 7, kills my guy, draw 7. And then he looks at his deck, counts it. He has 6 cards in his deck. He goes, I can't never play a spell again. I go, yeah. Then it hit him. Like, oh, God, I can't do anything. And then he gives me the saddest story ever. He's like, but I flew from Chicago, and I gotta keep playing. And
bitch, you're from Chicago, man. I came from California, motherfucker.
Jesus. Yeah, on a bus.
On a bus.
Bro. What up?
Should have been the opposite. I should have flown. You should have ride your fucking happy ass on that bus.
I think I just made like I offered a uneven split, like a 5-4 or something. Because it was all free to me. I didn't care. He was the one, because at first I was like, hey, you want to split? You know, we both get 4 packs. And you go, no, battle. I'm all right. And then he found out I was no punk. And then he's like, no, stop. I was wondering if I could. And then.
So how about that split?
Yeah, so what about that split? Just like a Magic player. I should have known my whole life. Whenever I'm in a winning position, they always want to go for it. Like plenty of routes, you know. I never do that. I'm just like, I lost. Here you go. I'm never like, cause I don't want to be a scumbag. Like, you know, I offer it from the beginning. And if you're like, no, let's battle, then we're gonna battle. Then that's what happened with Jake. I mean, he was like, not Jake. Yeah, Mr. Dobbs. He was like, oh, I'm not split. Let's battle. I'm like, all right, it's on you.
Yeah, then you lose.
And he lost. He's like, I told him. Man, you should have just took the split.
I just split. Just not just because I'm afraid of losing, just because I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, no, you're fucking smart. Like, bullshit happens in this game all the time. You get mana screw, mana flooded. Your draws don't line up very well. You make an awkward line of play. Your opponent has just the right cards in his hand. It's just like all this bullshit that always happens, you know? You just never know.
No, you don't.
You get through 9 rounds. You're like, dog, do you want to split? Like, we both can make day 2. Like, can we not do this?
Like, well, you don't want to split then, because that's just like a loss. You just battle. Like, if it's like round 15 and you guys are like X and 1 and you guys guaranteeing top 8, yeah, you split then. You're like, cool. So, when as I was watching all this, this craziness. There was this thing where this deck was taking off, and I got to see Patrick Chapin, everyone's favorite dude. He was playing his match against Gabriel Recife, and as I was watching this on this Jumbotron, it was pretty epic. It was pretty ridiculous. And you're just like, oh my God, what is going on? And you're just watching him unite some dude. And then he's like, storm it. And you're like, oh, he's going to get there. This is so legendary. And then you just watch the biggest what happened moment ever.
Yep. So, like, to go into detail after that great story, because holy shit, I'd rather hear your story than hear about this fucking match.
Yeah,
but with Patrick Chapin versus Gabriel Nassif, they apparently, thanks to Erebos for pointing it out, they're both playing the same burn deck. What'd you say, it was Scred Red or something
like
that?
It was like a Scred Red deck.
Yeah, but they're pretty much both playing like red white, and
it was like a red green a storm dragon storm deck.
Dragon storm
tar fire and all that shit.
Yeah. And so Patrick Chapin. Hits him with a spell.
Well, the thing is the life total is at 18 for Nassif, goes down to 15. Then Patrick Chapin has 20 life.
Yeah.
And as you're watching this, you're like, oh, this game's gonna be so over. It's so over.
I honestly thought it was gonna be over after I saw fucking. Because Ignite Memories looks like a fucking sick card, but to watch it, to watch it whiff that bad was.
It was just insane because you're just like, oh, it's over. He got him. And then all of a sudden you're watching this unfold and you're like,
Chapin's trying to pick a card, pick a card. Keeps flipping them over and bam, slamming it on the table and boom, it's the same fucking, it's what he needs to stay alive.
Every time. And look, he just. Well,
Ignite Memories is what opponent, you pick a random card and then you burn your opponent for its mana cost, right?
Yeah, out of their hand. Yeah. And it has Storm.
And it has Storm, which is a crucial part. So he stormed for three. He hit the two spell, and he hit Grape Shot for the first pick, and then hit Scred, I think, the second and third time. I think that's the one drop.
Yeah.
And Nassif has Ignite Memories as his third card in his hand, which Chapin missed all three times.
Yeah, he just needed to hit it, and it'll be over.
Once,
and it just
he just needed
to
hit it.
The bad thing is, Nassif's at one life, while Chapin's at 17.
Yep, and then Nassif,
he storms off, man. Yeah. Just fucking.
Yep, Nassif goes. He casts a force spell, and then he casts Grape Shot, hits him down to 17, and then he casts Ignite Memories for 5, or Storm Count 5, and Chapin reveals he has. Double Bogarden Hellkite and Dragonstorm.
Someone died.
He got destroyed. Like that was just.
So that's one of the greatest memories.
One of the mem. Or
all I know is many. You see him Chapin's fucking bald head.
God, he looks like white supremacist.
That's right. He looked out of American
X.
Yep.
Curb stomping opponents all day. Yeah, I didn't really know him back then.
Stomp him in nuts.
So, side story, real quick. I'll be fast with the side story. Sam Black was in that tournament too, but he wasn't playing. I don't think he was playing in a World Cup at the time. He was playing in a Magic the Gathering car. You can either win the car or you can get like $15,000.
Win a car?
Mm-hmm. So, because Brandon had qualified in it. And when he was playing during the tournament, he got scumbagged by his opponent. I don't know which guy it was. He shuffled his deck 6 times and presented the deck. The guy says, it's not efficiently shuffled. Calls a judge. And I guess the judge and the dude were like homies. And be like, hey, this guy didn't shuffle his deck enough. And they say, oh, yeah, if it's not randomized enough, we're going to have to give you a game loss. And so he was down a game after he was up. And then
he
the should guy have
said, can you shuffle it, sir?
No. He presented it. Once you present your deck, you're like, you're done. Like your opponent has to pick it up. But his opponent saw like, oh, I don't think you shuffled enough. It's so great too, because what is enough randomization?
Jesus Christ.
Like, come on, man. Like, they're trying to save time.
Yeah.
It was definitely a great call. So anyway, I think Sam Black won that tournament. And they were like, all right, man.
What do
congratulations.
You,
you won a car. You won a car.
A Yugo.
I can't remember. It starts with an F. Yugo. It's like a Fusion.
Fusion?
Fusion.
It's not a Fusion. It's something else.
It was Fiat. Like
a, it's not a Fiat.
Ford Fiesta?
It's not a Ford Fiesta. It was it's like a, it looks like a
Fiat?
No, I already said Fiat.
No, it looks like a Jeep. Kind of like a Jeep. It starts with
Forerunner?
Not a Forerunner.
Toyota. It's, I don't know, man.
Fuck, I can't.
It was a Ford?
No, it was a Ford.
It's a bro.
Whatever it was, it looked kind of like a Jeep, but it wasn't a Jeep. And so,
whatever it is, worth $15,000.
It was worth $15,000. So he had a choice between the car or the money.
I take the money because you know why? Because you got to pay the tax and licensing fees on the fucking car, and you got to pay for that shit right then and there.
Man, you are a savage. He takes the car.
Oh, man, what a douche.
And they tell him exactly that, but they tell him he has 30 days, and he has to have someone come pick it up. And the car that they had in the display had magic theme, like decals on it and stuff on the outside. That wasn't included, including that color. He had to pick a different color for the vehicle as well. See, he didn't even win the exact same
one
car.
The one that was is the promotional vehicle for the tour. So that's not going to be given out. They're going to give you a brand new car.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. I've done those things. Keep your hand on a fucking automobile for as long as you can. You know, the last person standing bullshit. I've tried doing that shit, man. Fuck that. Then I read the fine print. It's like, hold on a minute. I got to pay tax and licensing fee, dock fees, shipping.
Yeah, because...
Oh, fuck this. I'm done.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, you're getting a car, but normally you get a shitty loan of $25,000 on, and you're getting it for 8 Gs. I mean, the problem is most people don't have 8 Gs available on them. Yo. So they end up having to take a loan on a car that's free.
Fuck that, man. I would have took the fucking money and went and bought me fucking 5 or 6 beaters in 07 for... $500-$600 and still had me a bunch of money to fucking pimp out my hoopty and go, okay, I'm in New York. I can find me a high class fucking bitch right now. I can go, ooh.
Yeah. So he went from
choosing a car that he had to pay for anyways to taking money that he still had to pay taxes on.
No, he took the car.
No. I'm talking about you. Not the dumbass took the car. I'm talking about you. You said you'd take the money. So,
I'd take the money.
So he's choosing instead of a car.
Yeah.
He chooses the money.
Yeah.
And then after choosing said money and then having to pay taxes on said money.
Yeah.
He's going to take a bitch out. So he's going to go negative.
Well, duh.
Instead of taking a car, which loses value over time.
I just came up in fucking New York City, man. Come on.
No.
I'm going to go and have me some fucking fun.
No, you didn't come up. Your dick did. You came down. Your dick doesn't have to pay those taxes. It's to pay back the money over $15,000 or the bitch.
He gets
the bitch.
I come up. It's just like every time I go. I used to go to an event. I'd come up with money, and everyone would get J's.
True.
Right.
True.
Right.
You're right.
You got a pair of J's for money.
I did.
Everyone in the squad got J's.
Not everyone.
Yeah,
sorry, James. I'm sorry about that, bro.
Well, he wanted to keep playing Magic. It was a price to pay, you know. There's always a price to pay when you play Magic. That's what I've learned.
Play Magic or go get J's and fucking eat sushi.
I would have chosen J's and sushi.
Yeah, but he didn't know. He thought he was going to get there. That's the way it goes.
Not with that group that was there, man. Hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next one. Which one is it?
Craig Jones versus Oliver Ruel. I don't know how to pronounce that last name, but and Pro Tour Honolulu of 06. Shit.
ESPN De Ocho.
De Ocho. Well,
De Ocho.
Yeah. Because it wasn't on ESPN1, I can tell you that.
No, hell no.
Shit. Probably didn't make ESPN2.
So, Craig Jones is at Six Life. Oliver Ruel from France is at 7.
Yeah.
They're in two. They're tied for match.
2-2.
Yeah.
Set game.
I'm gonna get back into tennis.
Look at that face. Look at that fucking face.
Yeah.
So what we got?
Hey, I love the fact that Kurt Ape on the fucking field, dog.
Yeah, that Kurt Ape, dude.
Dicks out Harambe.
Dicks out for Harambe. The fucking dude playing vampires? Is that what I'm seeing? Is that Cluster Highborn? Did Zendikar come out? Oh, no, it did.
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is that?
Craig's playing Zoo.
Yeah, so Craig's playing Zoo. It's that green white wolf, right?
Just Watch Wolf. Yeah. We have three mana, 3/3 for two mana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Swings in with the team, puts him down. He's all crap. Leaves some blockers up so he just doesn't get, you know, surprised. He's like, yeah. He's like, I got this locked up. So he charges. He's going for the char. Three mana, four damage. Shoot yourself for two.
Fucking piece of shit card.
Yeah. Boom, your face. All right. Goes from 7/3. He says, one time, hit the brick. Hit the brick. And as he sees his that look on his face was priceless.
Every time.
The fucking lightning hits
every
off the top.
Time.
Off the top. When it hits you off the top, you're just like, his whole body got shot. Like, he got shot for three.
The sadness. It was real.
Because he was hoping, like, come on, brick one time. Brick one time.
Shockland. Painland. Watch Wolf. Something.
Hey, Watch Wolf is a badass card, man.
It is, but not with that. Not against that kind of board. Jesus.
All right, we have one more we want to show.
Yeah, we're gonna.
But
do
this
one
more. Is we all know what this one is, right?
Oh, it's gonna be
the ultimate. Oh no! Oh no!
Oh, we talking about the
that Hazoret though.
Oh god!
Oh no! We can't let it go. Not yet, kids.
Man,
still fresh.
He's gonna be hating himself all.
That's
gonna
be for eternity. It's all right. He's famous for all the wrong reasons, or maybe the right reasons, you know? Oh, man. It's like one of those moments when you were there and you're watching it, and you're like, oh, man, it's got there. Wow, this is awesome. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, so this is the epic fucking punt at Hour of Devastation Pro Tour.
Damn, that lasted 11 seconds.
Yeah, so because
it's just really quick.
Yeah, showed it real quick. And pretty much what happened was he had his opponent. He needed to rip the right card to win, and he had the right amount of mana. And when he drew the card, he's like, "Yes, I got there." And instead of just casting his spells,
yeah.
All right. And instead of casting his spells.
Yeah, man, this is. I watched this, man. This shit was so fucking bad, dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, so once he drew the spell, he cupped it and looked, and he realized.
Well, look at him, man. You can blindfold that motherfucker with dental floss.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Say about every fucking alien.
God damn, he's got those Buddy Holly glasses on, too. Yes. Shit.
So he looked and drew his card. And then when he realized he had the win in his hand, instead of casting the spells, he immediately went to combat and tried to attack with Hazoret. And the problem is when he went to combat attack with Hazoret, there was two cards in his hand. Unfortunately, he has already gone past his main phase and is already in declared attack step. Yep. So now at this point, there's nothing he can do.
Yeah,
and because he's at too low of life, because the way he had messed everything up, now he has to use his burn spells on different stuff. And then from there, PV just makes this triumphant comeback and destroys him. And it could have been an epic top deck. Technically, it was.
Pretty much.
But our opponent had a small
wanted to eat some
little
yams.
Meltdown.
And I love that yam. Wang Chung song.
Oh, man. He did not do it that night. He did not Wang Chung that night.
Four tap down. Fucking collected defiance in hand.
It was a tough situation.
Well, look at him, man. He's arguing with him. It's like, dude, you already went to the attack step, bro.
No. He's trying to figure out blockers. Yeah. He's already past that.
He's trying to figure out where he can win this game now.
He can't win shit.
I epically punted. Now I got to figure out a way to get back in this. And unfortunately, he never does. He doesn't know that PV has a demonic hand, too, and he does not. And, I mean, when people say, man, you got to be really good at Magic to win, you do. You really do. But you also need some breaks. You need things to go your way.
Well, you're supposed to be 1 to 2 turns ahead. You got to make sure that, you know. I remember trying to fucking calculate the probability of me top decking certain cards, constantly checking my graveyard, what I have in my hand, going, oh, shit, what's my probability of me? I got a 75% chance of pulling this card or this card. Yeah, it sucked.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like, he could have been doing that, and that's what ended up causing him to miss, you know, miss doing things in order. He's like, okay, cast this card, hit him for 5, win the game. So he goes, okay, hit you for 5, and then realizes I didn't cast my card first.
And I think it comes from, like, a mechanic fail, too, because 9 times out of 10, most of the time you always want to cast, most of the time people cast their spells in the second main.
Yeah.
And I try not to always make that, I try not to always have that mentality. I try, you know, you just don't want to, like, you only do that if you have to hide information. And then the fact that he had already put himself out there that.
God, I remember when there was only 1 main phase, and there was attack phase, and there was end step.
Yeah.
Now there's second main phase.
It's like second breakfast.
Yep. Wow.
It's like, fuck. Okay. When they start going, okay, second main phase, I'm like, what? The fuck? Yeah, second main phase. I'm
that
like, yes, this.
The days of old.
Hey, days of old, we can have 5 or 10.
You don't take damage to the end of the. Was it like to the end of the phase or something weird? Yeah.
Until the end of the turn. So you can literally put all your damage on the stack. You can take 150 damage. You did not die until you passed priority to your opponent. So if there was ways of transferring damage, because there were cards back in the day that you can send all your damage directly to your opponent. So it's like you take 150 in priority, their turn, they start off with negative 150 fucking life.
It's just like just stupid stuff. Like, I think most of the rule changes were fine. I wasn't a fan when they took away damage on the stack, but I understood why they did it. It just needs something. It just needs to go away. That they just help simplify the game. Yeah. And all I want to do is make the game more simple. The more people that can pick up Magic and be able to play it, the better.
The problem is they're not making it simple for everybody. There's actually more. There's too many steps for a new player to actually understand. So a new player can't just come in and go, oh, well, I'm just going to play. I'm going to turn my board sideways, attack, and then go. When he looks at his opponent, I'm going to main phase, blah, 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 blah. Before combat step, then combat step, post-combat step, second main phase, and then new opponents, the new guy's looking at him going like, what? I thought you just turned the board sideways and that's it.
Well, I wouldn't say so. Like, even like most of the time when new players come in, they know that at least they know the majority of the phases. Just they like I think the biggest problem with Magic in terms of new players is trying to explain the stack to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, because that's like
especially the priority of the stack.
Yeah. Like, priority stack.
Yeah, people are like, I can't respond to you playing land. Like, you know.
But I want to kill your creature with landfall. Well, you can kill it when it triggers, but I'm still going to get its ability. Like. I'm going to get my clue token. Like,
it's
fuck
like
you.
Snapcaster. Someone goes, oh, I want a lightning bolt. It's like, I still have, okay, damn, it's on like, the stack, but I still get his ability.
It's like, what do you mean? Since you didn't let me target, instead of choosing this this draw spell, I'm going to choose a card that's going to let me kill you. Because I know the card was in your hand, but since you're killing this, I know that you tapped out. I'm going to get this card killed.
Yeah, it was most asinine because the guy's all, oh, I go, Snapcaster, end of his turn. Oh, I'll lightning bolt. Oh, God.
Sure.
Okay.
Trigger.
I still get his trigger? No, you don't. I was all, yeah, he still gets his
Snapcaster
ability.
Snapcaster enters the battlefield. Da 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 da.
He didn't know what how the stack actually works. So, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to cast this, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I thought I just killed it outright. I'm going,
like, oh, you definitely killed it outright.
You killed it, but you didn't stop the spell.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the problem because like explaining the phases is really simple. Main phase where you play land and play sorcery spells. Combat's where you turn shit sideways. Main phase 2 is the same as main phase 1. Then end step, and then the cleanup step's probably the only other step that most new players don't know about. But that's easy once they have played a few games.
Yeah,
but like yeah, fucking the stack itself is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for real.
All right. So that's going to be the wrap up on this episode, but we're going to give away this Fat Pack.
Fat Pack.
It's time. I said that when Airbo's got his ass back from fucking
Detroit.
Yeah, from
Denver.
From D-City.
That he was going to we're going to give out this fat pack.
So. All right, let's do it.
So let me, well, we're going to take a small break anyway. Yeah. So I just got to find the fucking program. We're just going
to do it. Do to
find
it.
Find it. All right, guys. We did the drawing.
The gods have said.
How do you even pronounce this fucking name, dude?
Hogle.
Hogle?
Hagle.
H-A-G-L-E-H.
Yep. So, Mr.
Is the actual winner of the fat pack.
Yep, so Mr. H-A-A-G-L-E-H. Congratulations. You won our Eldritch Moon fat pack giveaway.
And I'll make sure to spray paint my dick on it.
Yep. So if you're listening to this, so if you're listening to this, you have a 1 week to message us that either on Facebook, YouTube, whatever, that you heard us call your, or you know, pull your name, so you can get it. Because after that week, if you don't respond, we're gonna roll another winner, see who wins it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna pull this name, right? We're gonna pull this name.
Oh yeah.
I'd say we have a giveaway going on, but we don't.
No, we'll probably do something for the 50. We'll do something.
We're gonna do something for the 50.
I'm we'll do something. We'll give out something. Don't worry.
I can give a pair of J's out.
Jesus Christ! You should just said that.
He wants to. We're gonna give out magic cards. Don't worry.
I'll give out one. I'll give a pair of my J's.
Yeah.
Hey, all you motherfuckers have to have a size 12 foot though.
Shit, I'm about to fucking enter that one.
Don't worry about it. All right, but those, don't worry about it. We're going to give out some type of cards or pack or something. Yeah, so don't worry, guys.
We'll give out something good.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hit up Tier 1 TCG. Hit that like and subscribe button.
Yep.
Yeah.
Leave comments for us.
Tell us how much
also, I want to see if you guys that are listening to us will go to
YouTube.
We'll go to iTunes and actually leave us a review on our iTunes page.
Oh, yes, please do that. That would be very helpful.
It actually gets us higher on the list.
Yep.
Yeah.
To hear you guys talk about
us. Yeah, so you can leave positive. What about negative feedback?
You can talk shit.
Whatever you want.
Give us 5 stars, but like destroy us in the comments.
Yeah,
just give
sure.
us 5 stars.
That's right,
man. Just hit me where it counts. Size of my penis.
Yep. I'm not black.
I'm big.
Erebos is a toothpick. You know, he's anorexic.
Oh yeah.
Where? Oh, like I use a toothpick to get my food out? Yeah, that's true.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
so
get real.
So go check out our other social media. We're on Facebook. Message me on Facebook. Go leave some stuff at MTG Cardboard Crack House.
Yeah.
We also have a Patreon.
Yeah.
Come on Patreon.
Yeah, any amount helps because
$1, $5.
We're trying to get some shirts made. And, well.
You guys are the first ones to know and get them.
Yeah, if you're a Patreon, you'll definitely. Any swag we coming up with, you'll get hit first. You'll be the first one to get hit.
What it is we need to get the stuff designed, and then because we have some designs that we want to do, and get some stickers made, then we can send out some free stickers, and also then try to get some shirts made.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to become a Patreon, that's fine. We still hate you, so.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
I love you all to death. I think of you every night when I pleasure myself.
He does.
That's why porn exists.
I don't need porn. I have the saltiness of my listeners that go, Earl Grey, you have shitty. Oh, you suck so much dick. You have so many gray hairs. That's right. It's because I sit there and I think about it. It's like, visualize. Homeless hobbit.
Well, unfortunately, I'm pretty sure like I'm just gonna imagine a bunch of guys, and I'm just gonna go limp. So nah, I'm porn.
Gino, Jordan, Gino. Gio's over there in New York. Ooh,
New York City.
New York City.
For the record, I don't know if I live in New York City, New York, but I guess I might visit there.
Well, he's over by New York. I don't think he's in New York.
I don't think I'm.
The last time I stepped in the fat pack, it wasn't there.
I don't even think I want to. I don't think I want to go there. I'd probably like go through it.
I just want to go sneaker shopping.
Like around it.
I just want to go sneaker shopping at
Riff LA.
The complex. Shoes. Soul Supremacy and all them over in
there. Man, it was another one too. It was in my head.
I don't want to go there to play Magic. I want to go there to go shoe shopping. So.
Oh, of course.
No, I wasn't even talking about going there to play Magic.
Sightseeing.
I just want to go through it.
And, you know, go to Brooklyn.
Where Brooklyn at? Well, last time I had GP New York, it was in New Jersey, and I was all How is it New York?
So was that the titty twister?
It wasn't. It was just like,
or Bada Bing, whatever the name of that fuck is.
She's like GP. Yeah, that's like last time. Like GP Seattle. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Tacoma. I'm all, what? Womp womp. Yeah, every it's time.
Like, okay, so you Watson needs to fix that shit.
Yeah. Watson needs to fix a lot of shit.
Yeah. All right.
All right, guys. So this is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Elbows.
50's coming up. 3 more episodes.
Yay! Yep. Congratulations to Hagley.
Yep.
Make sure you respond to us.
I will make sure to message him right now. And
or her.
Yeah, him, her. Congratulations.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Thing.
Yeah.
Monster. So,
alien.
All right. And with that, we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Peace.
Cash, I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.